This program was recorded at Sun Bear Studio in Ripley, Mississippi.
Hey, Shark Fans, it's Melinda with another episode of Heard It on the Shark. And today in Sun Bear Studio with me, I have Mr. Tony Elliott, who is the superintendent of the South Tippah School District. Tony, thank you so much for coming by to talk to me today.
Thank you for inviting me and letting us talk about South Tippah School District with everyone who listens to the Shark.
You've had a good school year so far?
I better knock on wood, but we're not dealing with COVID like we have the last 2 years of me being superintendent. So this year we are dealing with flu and stomach virus and strep throat hitting us earlier than usual.
But it feels a lot more normal than it has.
It has been a normal year. We are eating in the cafeterias. We're not sanitizing buses and everything else like we have until the flu hit, of course. Then we started back. But it has been a much more normal year.
Tell me some of the good things that have happened this year.
We had some really bright spots. Our Ripley High School band finished fifth this year in 4A. About 18 4A band teams made it to Jackson to qualify for state out of all the 4A teams in Mississippi. Ripley High School finished fifth this year. Our football season, we've just finished it up, and our Ripley Tigers went an impressive 10-2, made it to the second round of playoffs. We finished up volleyball, had great teams in volleyball, and so we're just excited about what the year is holding for us.
Just list your schools.
South Tippah is made up of Ripley Elementary, which is K-4, Ripley Middle, which is grades 5-8, Ripley High School, grades 9-12. We have pre-K through 12 grades at Pine Grove and pre-K through 12 grades at Blue Mountain School. We also have a career and technology center that we're in joint partnership with North Tippah.
I know that your favorite sport is basketball.
It is that time of the year. Was fortunate enough last night to go out and watch some Pine Grove basketball. All of our teams are off to a great start. I've gotten to see most of them at this point and looking forward to see the other ones in the near future.
And all over the state, there's some awesome news about career coaches. Did South Tippah also get the career coaches this year?
We did. We were very fortunate. We applied for 3 grants for South Tippah, one for Blue Mountain, one for Ripley, and one for Pine Grove. We're very fortunate to have Mr. Bruce Ault as a career coach at Ripley High School. Mrs. Dina Reno is the career coach at Blue Mountain. And Mrs. Carol Orman, who has worked in the district for some time now, is the new career coach at Pine Grove. And they're off to a great start. They're taking our seniors to some of the local colleges. I know they visited a farm, which included, you know, mechanics, which included welding, and just really opened the students' eyes of different possibilities that are out there for them.
This is all part of the Mississippi program that is new to the state, right?
Correct.
Okay, I know that you are really thrilled to have a person dedicated at each school to helping your seniors finish strong and get in the position that they need to be.
This is really individualized and allow there to be someone at the schools who can spark these students' interest in different careers. This will just open up for the students as juniors and seniors the different opportunities that are out there for them.
I know that there's been some construction going on the Ripley Middle School campus, so tell me about that.
Well, we've had, through our ESSER funds, we were fortunate to be able to do a few building projects in the district that were much needed. At the beginning of this school year, we opened up new classrooms at Pine Grove that were built with our ESSER funds. They were much needed. Pine Grove School is growing by leaps and bounds. And then we began looking at Ripley Middle School and the future needs of it. And we were able to build 4 new classrooms, and they will be opening up either toward the end of December, or we're for sure going to be in there when classes resume in January 4th.
What's coming for you in the second semester?
We're going to host a South Tippah Career Fair, and it's just for our schools. We'll be setting a date. It will be held mid to late January. We're reaching out to all of the colleges, everything from Jackson State to Mississippi State to Blue Mountain Christian University, to begin recruiting the best that they're going to graduate in education. And we hope to attract some of the best from other school districts as well that want to come and join the South Tippah team. The teacher crisis is real, and it has hit South Tippah just like it has everywhere else in the state and the nation. And so we're going to try to get ahead of the curve a little bit and begin hosting this career fair.
And we always say teacher crisis, but I think it's even more than that. It's a bus driver crisis and lunch lady crisis and
finding substitute teachers, teacher assistants, like you said, bus drivers, cafeteria workers. We're going to have to start recruiting, and we're willing to do it.
And your career fair will include all those positions?
Yes. There'll be applications at it. You'll be able to meet the principal, the administrative staff of the school. You'll basically be able to go around from table to table of the different schools, see what they've got to offer, learn about the school, see what positions we feel like will be coming open, and go ahead and kind of start setting up some interviews and getting applications in. We can pick the brightest and the best for every position we have.
So that's coming in the beginning of the second semester.
Yes.
And then you'll blink once and it'll be time to start testing again.
Correct.
I keep bringing up bad news, don't I?
You do, but that's a part of it. That's part of our accountability model. And
how did you guys do on testing this year?
Well, we really made some leaps and bounds in some areas. We knew there were going to be a few deficiencies here and there, and something we're working on. We're very proud to say that Ripley High School has jumped up to an A school. This is the second time for them, and it's really a great accomplishment for them. I'm very proud of the hard work that the administrators, the staff, the whole school has done at Ripley High School. Ripley Middle School, for the first time ever, is a B school. Ripley Middle School's configuration in grades 5 through 8 means that every student that comes into the hallway and through the doors is tested in ELA and math, and then grades 5 and 8, science are tested as well. That's a funny time of the year for those students, that age group. They're trying to figure out who they are, and it's just great to see the hard work pay off for that staff there. Really worked hard.
Yeah, that's a huge accomplishment for them.
Ripley Elementary School, they were 1 point away from an A. Pine Grove remained a B, and Blue Mountain dropped a little bit and became a C school. The district, however, we were as high as we've ever been on the accountability model, and we were 10 points away from becoming an A. This is something we're striving for, but it's also not our be-all, end-all for South Tippa. You know, we're wanting to raise up students who are going to be beneficial to Tippa County and beneficial to society. And part of that goes into workforce development and fulfilling needs that Tippa County has. And I'm proud to say that our Tippa Career and Technology Center, they're tested on national certifications. And these are industry-recognized national certifications. And probably one of the things that I'm most proud of in our district from last year is that 80% of our students who were in classes at the Tippa Career and Technology Center were able to receive and earn industry-certified national certifications.
Wow, that is really, really hopeful. That's great.
That, to me, means that we are hopefully producing what our business and industry and colleges need in this area.
Oh, that really does just put icing on the cake. That's awesome.
One of the things that I would like to talk about just for a second is school safety. That's always on the forefront of parents' minds, community members' minds, and definitely our school district. We hold active shooter drills, tornado drills, fire drills, all those things periodically throughout the year. But one of the things that we've really focused on this year is active shooter and school safety and having our doors locked, our outside doors, our inside doors. Well, if you've tried to enter any of our schools, I hope you have had trouble getting in them. And that's sad to say that we live in times like that, but that is where we're at. One of the things that we've been working with and we're going to do on February the 13th is we've been working with Homeland Security. And we're going to have an active shooter drill for all of our faculty and staff. And basically what that's going to be is we'll not be any students here that day. It's professional development day. We're going to have Pine Grove, which is our furthest away from law enforcement school. Their teachers there as teachers. We're going to bus all of our other faculty to Pine Grove and let them sit in as students. And we're going to have an active shooter drill to where it's as real life as possible, and set up a reunification point, set up a command center, and get feedback from Homeland Security of what we need to improve on and what we need to do better. We know that it's one of those things that we pray on a daily basis we never have to use, but we do want to be prepared. And we want to, you know, not only meet with our administrators on this. This is why we're including all faculty and staff, our secretaries, our counselors, our janitors. It will be as real of an activity, as real of a training as you can have.
I do want to ask you about Veterans Day, because I know that Ripley High School sponsors a nice veterans program that I have attended in the past. It's so well done. You guys do a great job bringing in and connecting the students to the people who have served our country in the military. Did you guys do that this year? Were you able to get back to doing some of those things after COVID?
We were, and we were very, very thankful to be able to do that. I was able to attend Pine Grove's Veterans Day program this year. It was the same time as Ripley's. And Mr. Tommy Osborne, the principal out there, made a statement to the students that they probably didn't realize right now, but they will when they get our age, that they were in the presence of greatness while they were out there and among the veterans and listening to the veterans speak. And that's truly the way I feel, and I know Ripley High School has a great program. I attend it normally. And I'm also proud this year I was able to attend the City of Ripley's Veterans Day program for the first time. And, you know, we had Ripley Elementary School students come and sing at it. We had our South Tippah Choir, which has students from Blue Mountain, Pine Grove, and Ripley come and perform for the veterans. And then also our Ripley High School band was able to come and perform for it. So it's one of those things to where South Tippah wants to always show our military and our veterans how much we appreciate them. And it's also one of those things to where we want our kids exposed to these people of greatness, these people who have laid it all on the line for us to be able to do what we do in our school system.
That's great. And congratulations on everything. So many good things are happening at South Tippah School District, and I'm really glad for that, for the parents and the kids and the teachers, and they're lucky to be under your direction. So thank you for directing them, and thank you for coming in to talk to me today.
Thank you very much.
Okay, Shark fans, that's it for this edition of Heard It on the Shark. Tune in every Tuesday at 11 to find out what's going on from local community leaders. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for an interview, or for access to this interview, go to our website, shark1023.com, and click on the podcast tab. Keep it tuned to the Shark 1023, and have a great rest of the day.